Commercial fishermen have thus far hauled in over 1.3 million sockeye in the Ugashik district. Paul Solomon is the ADFNG area management biologist. He confirms that the counting towers on the Ugashik River will be counting Thursday.
From what I've seen, it looks like most of the fish that are in the river or have passed through the district are still in the river. They haven't begun to pass the tower in numbers yet.
In Wednesday's daily run summary, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game estimated that there are around 90,000 sockeye in the Ugashik River that have not yet been counted as escapement. The normal travel time for sockeye from the district to the counting towers is 5 days, but Solomon says travel time can vary anywhere between 3 to 8 days. Solomon says he has a drift net fleet of over 260 vessels in the Ugashik district. He says all indications are that the run to the Ugashik district is early.
One thing that's popped out of the postseason genetics analysis is that Igigik and Ugashik have actually been pretty similar in run strength the last 3 years anyway. That's unusual, but the fact that they're kind of similar, right now they're behaving kind of similar, so that may support that for this year as well.
One of the things that Solomon must manage for is to reach the allocation split between the set net and drift fleets in the Ugashik district. The split is supposed to be 90% drift and 10% set net. Solomon confirms that currently the split is 95.9% drift and 4.1% set net.
A lot of the set netters kind of plan out their years to get here right about this week because that's kind of normal timing. I don't think that the set net group is fully in the water at this point, and we've had it fairly corked off on the outside.
On Wednesday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced a 10-hour set net only period in the Ugashik district for Thursday from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Solomon admits the goal is to try and balance the allocation as well as to allow some escapement to the Ugashik River. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.